Genesis chapter 2, in verse 15, that gives an important picture. It is the first scene, the first picture with man. The first thing that God wants, that man does, we see in verse 15 and 16. And often we speak about verse 16, but we don't often speak about verse 15. Actually, verse 15 comes in front of verse 16. What does verse 15 say? In verse 15, we see that the Lord brought man in the Garden of Eden with a purpose. And what was the purpose? So that man could labor on the garden and to wait. So the first thing was not to eat. The first thing we saw was the labor. And that is something that comes before eating the tree of life. So why is the tree of life? Why does the tree of life need labor? So think about this for a moment. Why? The tree of life, to work on it. Yeah, but in the word it comes first. Without the labor, there is nothing to eat. Is that not also our experience? In a certain way, maybe in the beginning, in our church life, it may have been very sweet and very attractive. Is that right? Very sweet, very attractive. Every day was a feast. Every day a new thing. Every day coming to the tree of life, look at the fruit. It is so wonderful. But after a while, then we may get a feeling. Maybe it's not that fresh anymore. Is it also not our experience? So that we lose this feeling of freshness. And that is because we did not labor enough. The labor here has two aspects. The first aspect is that labor on God's word in the garden. And the second aspect is the labor on God's people. That is the people amongst us. That is God's garden. We always say, like, the church life is a green garden. So the church life is like a garden. And we need to labor on the church life. And this is the prerequisite. And this comes before the enjoyment of the tree of life. And we do not have enough labor. That's why we also lack joy of the tree of life. So this is our lack. So we need to labor. We need to see that we are farmers. We are laborers. We are soldiers. We cannot have the thought that we cannot have the thought to just that we are just here to enjoy, and that we're not here to do something, and we're not here to labor. If you look at the Battle of Stalingrad. Who knows about this from the war? Stalin used 800,000 women as soldiers in the Battle of Stalingrad to defend Stalingrad against the German soldiers. And that, because of that, they won. 800,000 women. We cannot say, So we cannot say, oh, I'm a woman, I am not qualified to fight in the war. When the day of warfare comes, then you are a soldier already. There is no choice. It's a matter of life or death. You cannot say, I just entered the church life, so I am not ready. I am not capable yet. Is that not what new ones may say? I am not ready or willing to carry responsibility in the church life. Not yet. The Battle of Berlin, 1945, in the summer. Hitler used even 16-year-olds as soldiers to defend Berlin against the military might of the Alliance. And even 60-year-old men. When the day of warfare comes, it will just come. And it will come, and then we need to fight. We do not have the choice. We are all laborers. We're not strawberries. Don't be so soft and squishy. Come on, man. We are laborers. We need to see this picture. What is our status? We are not here just to receive, but to labor. And we have to see, if we don't have labor, then there's nothing for us to enjoy. There's no tree of life to enjoy. The first part of our church life is already past. Now, if you want to have something new to enjoy, to eat, you need to labor into two aspects, laboring on the word and laboring in the meeting, or laboring in church. And that is how we should also preach the gospel. That's why we need education and we need perfecting. Today, in message 26, the education and the perfecting in the church life. Let's read Roman numeral 1 together, A, B, and C as well. The need for training and learning in order to practice the God-ordained way. A, raising the level of spirituality. B, practicing the New Testament economy of God in a trained way. C, learning and teaching the truth. Our problem is that our level of spirituality is too low. What do we mean with the level being too low? We do not have an intimate relationship with God. And because of that, we cannot speak forth God to others. And often in a conference or whatever, we hear something, we receive something, but it is not so clear to us. It is an enjoyment. We have received something and we really enjoyed that. And I can share something about it in a small way. But if we have to teach what we heard to others, then we cannot do this. That means that our level is too low. We need to increase our spiritual level to a higher level. And because of that, Because of this, we have to see that we are laborers. If we have such a thought, that then when we come to the Word, we will read the Word of God in a different way. Not just to receive something for my enjoyment, but how can I dispense or speak this word into others? When I read the Word of God, or when we're reading the Word of God, we should already have this concept. So how can I speak this to Brother Holsan in a clear way that he can understand this word? So this is a very different concept. But this should be the picture that we have in our mind. That's why our level of spirituality is too low. And only if we have such a level, only then can we care for this new context. In God's New Testament economy, we need to be trained. We need to be trained. We have to see that God's economy and His riches in the ministry, they are so rich. But if we are not trained, so then we are like a monkey with a gold ring. What is the monkey with a gold ring? The monkey is so rich with the gold ring, but he doesn't understand what he has. So this is not the right way. If we want to give messages, we need to have a certain level of life and spirituality. So not just these things, but we also need the skill. So if we don't have the level of spirituality and the skill, it is very difficult to give a message. So maybe some of these things that are mentioned are a little heavy. But this is training. You have to be willing to receive these things. It is wonderful that every year we have the Dutch conference in Diesen. You know why? But it's always a battle. Where are the brothers capable of giving the messages? Where are they? Where are the brothers with a spiritual level deep enough, high enough, to give the message for the increase of all the saints? So brothers, we need to do something. We need to increase our depth and height of spirituality. And we need to learn how to speak the Word of God to others. Not just for our own enjoyment, but you need to dive into God's Word in a different way. It's just like a guitar or piano. If you want to learn guitar or piano, it's something completely different from our natural knowledge. If I want to learn a guitar right now, the first month, it will not feel normal. It doesn't feel right. And your hand will be so full of pain the first month, because it's not the natural way of your hand. And in the church life, we need, in the same way, we need to learn life. Often there's the issue. Then a saint will come and say, oh, it's too much for me, I don't feel comfortable, it's too painful. Why are the words so heavy? I just want to go to church one time per week, just give some money, receive the blessing of God, and that's it. That's our natural concept. That is not life, that is not training, that is not labor. That is not the God-ordained way. God's way is very different. It is painful, truly painful. And if we're not willing to receive the pain, then you're also not willing to be a Christian. So we need to see what is going on. We need to be trained to receive God's life. That's why verse 15 of Genesis before verse 16. Hallelujah! This is the normal way. Let us walk in such a way. And there's so many things that we have to do. And there's so many aspects in which we need to be perfected. For example, giving an opening word at the Lord's table. Or how should I nourish a new believer? What if a new believer has a problem? Maybe the new one has a problem with the religion of the Jewish. Or he has a difficult background. Or he has an LGBTQ background. We need to learn what kind of word we should speak to these new believers. Or if that person has a background in sin. We need to be trained how to speak. That's why you need to be perfected. And that's why you need to have a hunger for this. We need to learn the truth. And we need to learn to teach the truth. Let us read Roman numeral 2. The perfecting training of the practice of the new way. A. The perfecting training for each step of the new way. B. The periodic conferences. C. The perfecting training for the core members. D. All kinds of educational classes. E. 7 annual trainings, conferences, and video trainings, etc. So what are the steps of the new way? There are 4 steps. So today we'll learn a little bit of Chinese. 4 steps. The first step is the gospel. The gospel. The second step, home meetings. Third step is the small group meetings. And the fourth step is the neighborhood meetings. So what are these 4 steps? So preaching the gospel to the unbelievers. Then the home meeting. The home meeting is like the one-on-one meeting with the new believers at home. Yes. So the third step is the group meeting. So that is the smaller, with a little bit, a small group of people, with the new believers. And then you have the neighborhood meeting, that if you have a lot of saints in a city, then they are grouped together in their neighborhoods. So it could be that one city has that many saints that you have need multiple neighborhoods in order to host all the saints. So for example, Amsterdam, you could have Amsterdam North and Amsterdam South. But still you're one church, one locality, multiple meetings, multiple neighborhoods. In Taipei, they have more than 100 neighborhoods, more than 100 meeting halls. But we are still small. So every city has one meeting. Hallelujah. One is still enough. But we see these four ways in the new way. And we need to bring the new believers through each one of these steps, so that these people on Lord's Day, they can partake in the ministry for the building up of the body of Christ on the Lord's Day. Our problem is that we missed the first three steps. That's preaching the gospel, the one-on-one meeting, and the group meeting. So the biggest group of people that come together to meet is on the Lord's Day. So in the preaching of the gospel, we should meet many people. So for example, in Amsterdam, every Thursday we go out with the Bible table. But not just that. Every day we contact new ones, so that we can speak something to these new ones. So the number in a week could be even 100. And then in the one-on-one meeting, so every week for me, every week 3 to 4 times, or via on the phone or Zoom. I have face-to-face meetings with these ones to nourish them one-on-one. That is the meaning of one-on-one meeting. Why do we need this one-on-one meeting? There's so many small things that we need to speak. For example, here, in this training, we will not talk about the subject of LGBTQ. But maybe that could be an issue for a new believer, so that's why you speak in one-on-one. Or maybe they have some issues in their marriage life. You will not talk about that in a large group. But maybe for a new one, that could be a subject he wants to talk about. So we need more time with the new one to figure out all these things. And also to read the fundamental truths and to study them with these people. So the one-on-one home meeting is very important, because there's not enough time in the group meetings to talk about all these important matters. In the group meeting, in the one-on-one, in the group meeting, when these new ones are a little bit more mature, once they're a little bit more mature, it will be a little bit more normal for them to read the ministry themselves. And then these new ones can come together and support one another in the group meetings to have mutual dispensing, mutual enjoyment. All these steps are important. So that the meeting with the lowest number of saints is actually the Lord's Day meeting. In Amsterdam we have two groups in North, and in Amsterdam South we have two groups. So if you look, so if you count all the saints that come to these small group meetings, there's more than the number that comes to the Lord's table meeting. We need to. This is a perfecting. We need to lose our concepts. So these are the four steps of the new way. Every step is important for all these people. To walk the new way, we need to pay a price. We need to have the mind to suffer. So the core members, so it doesn't mean that there are members that have the title core members. Every member of the body is a core member. Every one of us are core members. That is the most important thing to know. We have so many different levels, which is necessary for our spiritual growth. Without each level of growth and every level of education, it is not possible for us to grow in life. It is not. So it's necessary for us to know the levels or the levels of truth in the Bible. We need to have the truths. And we need to have the truth to care for the children, the young people, the university or the student age group, or the young adults. All these steps require experience and truths. Eventually, it is very normal in the church life to have many perfectings. So many important, relatively heavy messages are important for perfecting. In the beginning, the perfecting was once a month. Why did it change to once every 6 weeks? And then, but because the saints mentioned it's too often, I'm too busy. I need to have time with my children or family. So we change it to once every 6 weeks. But even after changing it to once every 6 weeks, the ones that were too busy for once a month, they still did not show up. So we need to have the mind to suffer. We are in the last days. The day of warfare comes. That's why we have to choose. If you look at Joshua 24, Joshua 24:5. Joshua said, serve only the Lord. Serve only the Lord. But when you are not willing, when you are not willing, then choose now who you want to serve. The forefathers to your east or the Amorites to the left. At the very least, me and my family will labor. We are laborers. We are servants. There's no middle ground between God and the valley. So where are we now? Do we have a mind to suffer? Because these are the last days. And there's so many days that we need to learn. I truly want to have a time with the brothers, to have a small perfecting about the opening word. How can we give an opening word? Sorry, brothers. I hear the opening word of the brothers, and I feel like it's not a opening word at all. It is just a word, which is an enjoyment, but it's not an opening word. But are we complaining? Oh, another perfecting, more training, more this, more that? Lord Jesus. The perfecting that we have is not like perfecting in the denominations, which says happy life here, happy enjoyment. This has no value. The right way to have a happy marriage life is to serve God. Joshua said, for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Marriage life is like a triangle. If you are in marriage life, we enter a triangle. You have the man in one corner, wife in the other corner, and God in the upper corner. The only way to come closer to one another, is not by going to as man and wife coming together, but it's coming to the Lord. The more we are closer to God, the more man and wife will be closer together. And at that moment we will be one. And that moment husband and wife will be one. That's the only way to have a happy marriage life. Roman numeral 3. The truth education in each step of the practice of the new way. A. Needing to present the truth in preaching the gospel. 1. Showing people that the truth in the Bible is the highest. 2. Studying the practical applications of biblical points. B. A home education for feeding. 1. Feeding mouth to mouth and teaching face to face. 2. Teaching from home to home. 3. Feeding one on one. 4. Learning to speak according to the needs and situations. 5. The contents of the divine feeding. A. Proclaiming the unsearchable riches of Christ. B. Nourishing us with Christ's divine and mystical teachings. C. Mutual teaching in the group meetings by mutual asking and mutual answering. D. Being perfected in the Lord's word by learning to prophesy. So, A, B, C, D are the four steps of the new way. Preaching the gospel is the first step. We need to speak. Or we shouldn't speak the traditional things, but the truths of the Bible. The traditional truth are the superficial truths. That, for example, Jesus has died for your sins. Hallelujah. Faith. Be saved. And done. No. That is not the gospel. You need to speak to the people. You are a vessel that needs to be filled with God. And the blood is the first step. But we need to labor in the garden of God. To eat God. To grow in God. To fulfill God's economy. This is what we should speak in the gospel. We need to take every opportunity to speak something to people every day in our life. Because the question is, maybe they are saying, like, oh, brother, I believe you, I believe what you're saying here right now, but I just don't have time to go out with the Bible. You don't see what happens in my house. In every situation that we are in, we have an opportunity to preach the gospel. Met with or without the opening of our mouths. For example, in our job. Is our job truly our job? Or is our job a part of our church life? That is the difference. Actually, for us, we need to have the picture that we are laborers in the garden. Our purpose is to serve God. If we have this picture, then we realize that everything is about God. Everything is about God's purpose. That means every moment, even if you're at your office, my heart is open. And maybe there is an opportunity. Maybe my boss will ask me, can I do this or that? And then maybe it requires me to do something in the evening. But then you can say, no, sorry, I have something in the I have a home meeting in the evening because I'm a Christian. Last week, my boss asked me to say something to a customer that was very important. And I mentioned my boss. I said, no, I cannot do this because it would be a lie. And I am a Christian, so I don't feel comfortable doing that. So these are some opportunities just to show to others. Every situation is an opportunity. I know a family. And their home is always filled with new ones. But they're actually very busy. But for them, everything is about God. Their being is for God. This is a house for God. He said, he and his family are for God. We need to learn to speak according to the situation and the need. That means we need to have deep roots. Otherwise, there is no opportunity for us. Otherwise, there's no opportunity for us to, or way for us to solve problems of new ones. Met what? What is on a spur like a Because God has the unsearchable riches, and we have His unsearchable riches in us that we can give to these ones. But we need the roots. But we need the roots to really get all these unsearchable riches so that we can bring them to others. This is important in order to care for new ones. What does it mean? It means if we don't have any people that are under our care, that is not normal. We have to speak this word. Do not be discouraged. It is just a fact. If we do not have anyone under our care, new ones under our care, that we have regular contact with, that is not normal. Each one of us, it doesn't matter if you're a teenager or a retired person, man or woman, we are all soldiers in the warfare. We should have at least one or two under our care and in our heart. This is normal. And this labor, and so this labor is a factor in our growth in life. In Berlin in 1945, the teenagers, 16-year-olds, but in one week they grew 20 years. Because it was the day of war. So it was a growth for them, and in this same way it will be growth for us. So what does unsearchable riches mean? It means that if we know the word, we know the truth, then we have to go deeper. So we can have deeper and more fresh things to bring forth out of the word, to bring to the new ones. For example, Malachi chapter 2, verse 15. It is a well-known verse amongst us. We always use it for the new couples. Young saints that are in love. And we want to encourage the saints with Malachi 2:15. That God brings you together, man and wife. But that is just superficial. If we know the context of Malachi 2, then we should see that the marriage of man and wife is actually a marriage of priests. That means that if you want God to bless your marriage, be Christian. You need to serve God. This is deeper than just what we read in Malachi 2:15. There's so many things that we need to talk about, so many riches with each other. It is deeper than what we know. These are unsearchable riches. They're deep, they're true. And these are the ways for us that we can help the new believers, new contacts. And also the word mystical. So what is the meaning of the word mystical? Mystical means that it's something so deep out of our reach, out of our realm, We need to become mystical people. That means our solutions for all our problems, our way, is not the normal way. It's not in the way of all our colleagues. It is completely different. It is a mystical way. And there's a different source. And people don't even know the source. What is it with these people? This is the meaning of mana. What does meaning of mana? It means, what is it? What is it? We need to become like mana. Mystical. What is it? Our solutions are different. So we need to be such people that we can help others with a source that is out of our realm. This is the right care, the right one-on-one care. This is what we should share during the group meetings. And this is what we should share during the prophesying meeting. Roman number 4. A school education in the classes of the truth education. A. Needing different levels of education to progress gradually. Needing to prepare the proper materials. C. Needing to give food at the appropriate time and according to the need. Matthew 24 is rich. Matthew 24. Verse 45. But let's start with 44. Verse 44. The Lord said. That's why. For this reason you also be ready, because at an hour when you don't expect it, the Son of Man is coming. So the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. We do not know when. But we need to be ready. The Lord said, for this reason you also be ready. He doesn't give the how. How could we be ready? But the next verse says, 45, who then is the faithful and prudent slave, whom the master has set over his household to give them food at the proper time? Huh? The faithful and prudent slave. Or blessed is that slave. So we need to give food at the proper time. This is the God-ordained way. If we want to be Christians with hope, Christians with a price, overcomers. If you want to become the overcomers, maybe it's not so clear for us. My old thought was, I need to eat more of God's word so I can make myself ready with all the riches. That was my thought in the past. But actually, it's the other way around. I need to labor on the garden of God. I need to give food at the proper time. Then it's spontaneous. Then I will eat God. I will enjoy something. And that I will make myself ready for the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.